This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Martin Gerardo Proa Lopez. Date of birth, October the 18th, 1962. Case ID number is 386-6275. Date of exam, August the 23rd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 6/23/22. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old divorced male on his second marriage with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart disease, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and decreased memory. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment day was in 2017, where he worked as a tile installer for 20 years. During that time, he said he worked 10 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment, and his wife is not working. He also states that he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, heart disease, number two, hypertension, number three, hypercholesterolemia, number four, decreased memory. History of allegations, number one, heart disease. The claimant states that in 2018, he presented to Doctors Hospital at the Renaissance two times, each visit being 2 days each, secondary to having chest pain. The claimant originally had two stents placed, and then eventually had to go back later to have another stent placed. The claimant does have a history in 2010 of having a somewhat myocardial infarction with a history of coronary artery disease. He denies any coronary artery bypass surgery. He states the pressure of the chest pain is located in his left chest area and does not radiate to any other part of his body. When he does start to have chest pain, it usually lasts for 15 minutes, and it's a pain that he usually has every day. He states it's precipitated by exertion and bending over. There is no relation to rest or food intake. The claimant has been given nitroglycerin tablets, but states that he has not had to take any of them. He states resting helps his chest pain. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, and dizziness. He denies any nausea or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, history of smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. The claimant does have a history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, and gastric bleed. He denies any problems with hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. The claimant does complain of shortness of breath, but denies any pedal edema or orpnea. He sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with unstable angina with coronary artery disease and a questionable history of myocardial infarction. His physician at this time is Dr. Morales. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and blurred vision. He denies any headaches. The claimant does have in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction in 2010, but denies any cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy, although he states that he did have a questionable cerebral vascular accident in 2010, which may have been a transischemic attack. He also denies any nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 133/80 mmHg. He is presently taking Sinopril 40 milligrams QD and Metoprolol succinic ER 50 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2012, he was diagnosed with a questionable myocardial infarction and a questionable cerebral vascular accident versus transischemic attack. He was also told that he had a very high cholesterol level and is presently taking atorvastatin 80 milligrams POQD. His condition appears to be stable. However, he does not recall what his last cholesterol level was, but states that he is taking his medication. Allegation number four, decreased memory. The claimant states that since 2012, when he had a small transischemic attack and his heart attack, he has had a decrease in recent memory. He states he remembers many things that happened years ago, but has difficulty remembering these recent memory, such as tasks and chores and things that have to be done, as well as numbers. He is presently on no medication for that condition, and he appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father and mother both died at the age of 56 from a myocardial infarction, and they both had coronary artery disease. Medications. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. Metoprolol succinic, 50 milligrams ER QD. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, questionable cerebral vascular accident versus transischemic attack of the cerebellum area, decreased memory, coma, gastroesophageal reflux disease with gastric ulcer bleeds, coma, hyperlipidemia, coma, unstable angina with coronary artery disease and a history of myocardial infarction, comma, history of three stents placed in his heart. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 4 to 5 cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks 2 16-ounce beers 2 weeks and has done so for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He does use marijuana, and the last time he used it was in 2018. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, but did have syphilis as a young man. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 152 pounds. Height 5 feet, 3 and 3/4 inches, BP 133 over 80, mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 27. General, this is a 59-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age, and is in mild distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. He does have bilateral eye pterygians. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. Nor oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have a few loose teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, but there was a irregular heart rate and rhythm with auscultation and may be a cardiovascular AV block may be present. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought process and his memory was slightly decreased. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, which were at 2 plus bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of his legs and back. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. However, the claimant does have crepitus sensation of his right knee and tenderness of the left knee with some mild swelling. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for both shoulder and elbow areas, and a decreased flexion of the right knee. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee, where flexion was only 90 degrees, secondary to probable osteoarthritis. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have difficulty in walking on his heels and toes and was unable to perform this task, as well as having trouble walking at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He did not present with an assistive device, but probably needs one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are multiple muscle spasms noted at the lumbar sacral back area and the lower legs. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially at the right knee, where he appears to have some degenerative osteoarthritis. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to osteoarthritis of the knees and decreased range of motion of the shoulders. Probable diagnoses. Number one, heart disease, secondary to unstable angina, treated with 3 stents, appears to be stable at this time, is being treated. Number two, hypertension, being treated with 2 medications. Blood pressure at this visit was 133/80 mmHg, which is normal. His condition is stable. Number three, hypercholesterolemia, - being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, decreased memory, secondary to multiple medical stress illnesses, appears to have mildly decreased memory and a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Martin Gerardo Proa Lopez.